prossimo.
Ready? Right, I'd like to discuss with the Olam a big topic, a very soul-stinger topic. It's negeir to all of us. And I'd like to just read the Ois with the Olam and see if we can come to any, get that much clearer on the Inyan, which is quite musubach, it's quite a complicated Inyan. And let's start off. We're going to have to discuss the halachas of a bori, a person who's 100% healthy, no problem with him. We're going to have to discuss a person who's a choila, and then the middle stage would be cholash. Person who's a bit weak. And that would really be the main shaila. So let's start off with the issa of eating before shachris. There's fahana the issa to eat or drink before shachris. Where does it come from? Where do we find the chazal azazach? Where do we find the issa? The Gemara tells us in brochas, Yudam and Beis, two different nushois. They're very similar, but listen to the chilik between them. Firstly, the Gemara wants to be medayak. Lo soichlo al adam. The Gemara says, don't eat. Koidem shetispalelu al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your dam. That's one nusach. Don't eat before you daven for your dam. That's one nusach of Gemara. The Gemara carries on. Kol hoichlo v'shoyz v'acha kefem spalel, olu v'kos v'oima, v'oisi shlachto acha rekavecho, al tigre rekavecho legeecho, oma ha-kodosh bochu la'acha shenizko ezeh kibil olov malchus shomayim. There's a problem with eating first and then be mekabel on yourself malchus shomayim. You have the difference between the two problems. The first problem seemed to be a problem of eating before you daven. Don't eat before you daven. The second nusach of the Gemara, very similar thing. Don't eat and then be mekabel on yourself malchus shomayim. Then start saying krishma. So you see that there's two hakbodas in the Gemara. One is don't eat before you daven. And one is, don't eat before you say krishma. Halacha l'maisa, the halacha brings down these two nuschois, and he says, a grace enough kemina. If l'maisa, a person will have to eat, we'll see soon, the heterim, then at least say krishma. Okay, you can't daven, but at least say krishma. Then you've got around one maima in the Gemara that at least you're not eating before you said krishma. You say krishma, and then you daven, then you eat, and then you daven. Okay, that's the Gemara, that's the makor. It's kapas in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes, Sif Gemara. That it's also to eat or drink before a person davens. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. What is included in this Issa that we find? We find Achila and we find Shsia. But there's one exception, which is the Avi Ezri, Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim is Muta. You're allowed to drink Mayim. Mayim is nothing. It's garnished. Mayim is Muta. An extension to Mayim, we find that the Mishaburu discusses coffee and tea. Zot Mishaburu included in the Heta of Mayim before Shachris, is the heta of drinking coffee and tea. But he's not happy about having sugar in your coffee and tea. It's vade also to put sugar, v'choze b'loy sukkah v'loy cholov. Abba, the oilam are noig to put sugar inside, and the noig to put cholov in, and he's marik to say that it's only talking about when you put the sugar in, before you, not putting the sugar in the coffee, rather put the sugar in your mouth, and that's how you should have the coffee. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It seems quite chomo. And he says, Taka, without this, hayoyta midvareinu, that with putting sukkah b'soichati is osa. Ein shum tzad l'hokul b'zei kodim tzvila. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. All the poskim say nowadays, since nowadays it's the derech to have coffee. It's no derech gaiva b'chlau, to have coffee, to have sugar in your coffee. Even the aniyim, or everyone has sugar in their coffee, and therefore it's muta to put sugar inside your coffee before you daven. You're allowed to have a coffee with sugar in, and fakez, it is a chak. If a person wants to be machmir on this, and he wants to first put the sugar cube in his mouth and then have the coffee, there's a pikpukim on that, because that looks a shtigl derech gaiva. So that's not the normal thing. Fakir, more than that, is that you're having a sugar cube. Who was mutter you to have a sugar cube? Coffee's mutter, not a sugar cube. Interesting how it changes. The poskim are not so happy about doing that. If la'alocha, now all the poskim are saying, you can have sugar in your coffee, it's kedai to put sugar in your coffee. That's when you get to coffee. All we've seen now is that it's also to eat or drink before shachris. Mayim is mutter. But coffee, an extension to mayim, is coffee and tea, nowadays with sugar. But there's one hitch to that. The Mishnah Berurah says, toiv to say krishma. When you have a coffee or tea before shachris, there's a toiv, okay, it's not machayv you to do anything, there's a toiv to say Krishna before you have coffee and tea. It's very, very simple, very simple halacha. Okay, so if a person is fully healthy, then there's an issa to eat or drink anything else besides water, coffee and tea. Who does it apply to? It applies to all of us. Ketanim wouldn't necessarily apply to. There are shittas out there that hold that when you have a very strong cocoa, that wouldn't be considered as part of the heta that you find in coffee and tea. And therefore, the Ma'ari, the Shaila, when you go to camp, the place in Camp Aguda, we used to have something called a cocoa club. What's a cocoa club? It's a matzah where the Olim learn before Shacharis. You get the children to learn before Shacharis. And as an incentive for them to get up before Shacharis, they have a cocoa, very geschmack, a strong cocoa, and everyone gets a cocoa to drink before Shacharis. L'chariah, if you're going to assume that it's not under the heta of coffee and tea, then l'chariah, how can you have such a thing called a cocoa club? On that, the Torah says, on Ketanim, there's no such issa of eating before Shacharis. And Mishabur mentions it a few times, there's no, because we're not mechayev children to fast before davening. So that would be okay. What happens if coffee and tea we find? We're at the moment we're up to coffee and tea, so we're going to have to discuss each case. So now, let's have a look at this nekuda. What happens if, let's say, eating before davening is in itself a mitzvah? I was able to have a child, I had a baby at Erev Kippur. As you do an Erev Kippur, the halacha is it's a mitzvah. One of the only mitzvahs, Aseh D'oraisa, to actually eat. Where else do we find the mitzvah, Aseh D'oraisa, to eat? Besides for matzah and sukkah. That's the other two times that Minatoria is achieved to eat. So matzah, and on sukkah is the first kezias. And for the Erev Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. So before Shacharis, I done Shacharis L'moshel about 10 o'clock, 9:30 in the hospital. Was I allowed to eat before Shacharis? Maybe this issa only applies when stum to eat. But if there's a mitzvah to eat before Shacharis, because it's Erev Kippur, maybe then it's not said that issa. Seila Chochma's got shuvah to say it's osa to eat, even if the mitzvah to eat is a mitzvah deraisa, it would still be osa, because when Chazal make a gezera, they tell you to be mevatel mitzvah saseh deraisa as b'shev altah. So that's the shtikul Torah that he has over there. Okay, so that's when we get to the nekuda of a person who's probably healthy, there's an issa to eat before Shacharis. Let's move on over to a choila. A choila is a person who is not well, he's got an illness, and he has to eat before Shacharis. And the halacha is, state mufurish, you're allowed to eat anything. This person is allowed to have his tablets, and let's say the tablets requires him to have a bit of cake before. He can have cake, bread, he can have whatever. Everything when it comes to choila is mutter, not only that. If let's say he knows he can have the refuah, he can have it later, he can have it at 12 o'clock when he comes home, after Shabbos Shacharis. Zokta bi'alocha from the Primogodim and Prichadosh, there's no Indian to delay it. If you want to take it now, you can take that. Refuah is mamash hahetagomo. However, you have to make sure, if you're eating before Shacharis, to dafka say Krishma, not only a toiv. The Mishbru's toiv was talking about coffee. Over here, if a person's having a proper food because he wants to have it for refuah, then you would have to say Krishma, like we discussed before, to be Yotza the Gemara that says, at least he said Krishma. Okay, so a person who is a choila, there's a heta gomel for him to eat before Shacharis. I know a person in town told me that 40 years ago he asked the Mechas Yitzchak, and he told him that he needs to eat before Shacharis, because he explained to the Mechas Yitzchak his condition, and the Mechas Yitzchak said, you got the choila, and therefore you can eat, and ad hayom he has every single morning before Shacharis, he has a mezonos without any pikpukim, because again, there's no problem of eating before Shacharis. It doesn't apply to a choila. All very, very simple when it comes to a choila. There's one problem that can come on when we're talking about a choila. What happens on Shabbos? So it comes on Shabbos. Let's say he needs to have shreddies. Or let's say he needs to have a few roglach before Shacharis in order for him to take the tablets or whatever. Is he mechuyev to make kiddush before he has these roglach? Is he mechuyev to have kiddush? Now let me just explain to you very briefly. Oh, let's read this as nekuda. Let me begin with a question. When you before Shacharis have a drink of coffee, why are you not mechuyev to make kiddush before that coffee? There's often a sif in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to drink before kiddush, and in the morning you haven't yet made kiddush. So mehechateza, are you allowed to have a drink, water and coffee and tea? Mehechateza, you're allowed to have that before kiddush. You haven't made kiddush yet. Is the Teretz says that halacha you're not allowed to drink before kiddush is only when there's a chiv kiddush, but the chiv kiddush hasn't come yet till after musaf, well, till after Shacharis. We're going to see soon see exactly when it comes. Pashas, when a person done with Shacharis, then he's allowed to have a meal. Then there's a chiv kiddush. Once there's a chiv kiddush, because he can have a meal, then he's not allowed to have anything before that kiddush. He can't drink before that kiddush. So that answers why, when we're up to before Shachris, you're allowed to have water, you're allowed to have a coffee or tea without making Kiddush, because there's no Chiv Kiddush. Were it to be that there is a Chiv Kiddush, then it would be also for you to drink anything. Let's go back to our person who's a Choyla. He needs to eat. Okay, so what's he going to eat? He's going to have a few Roglach, which is a Be'etz Masuda. You can have Kiddush Makom Suda, you can be Yotza Kiddush Makom Suda. If that's the case, Zot the Bi'aloch and Simon Reish Peites, this person is Mechuyuv to make Kiddush. Take a Kois, take Kiddush wine, and make Kiddush. And then have your Rogelach. That's the shit of the Bi'alocha. Although Ramesha tries to argue on the Bi'alocha, he says, "Avon Maisa Kvahira Zokin." I agree with the Bi'alocha Taka that you should make Kiddush, a person should make Kiddush. There's different Menhogam in this Nakud about the Ramesha Feinstein, and the Bi'alocha holds that this person should make Kiddush. Okay, that's been Geta Achoyla. If a person needs to eat before Shacharis, things which are Machayev Kiddush, the Moshel, if it's bread, or he has to have a cake, or even Shreddies. Even Shreddies, because Be'etzim, a person could be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda with Shreddies alone. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. Let's say, even if it's not Pasa Baba Kistan, something which is Minit Argima, you can have, you could be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. Mishnah Berurah says in Sikot and Chafhei, there in Reshan Gimel, you could be Yotzei, a person can come home after davening, make Kiddush, and then have a bowl of Shreddies, and he's Yotzei. Interesting. So therefore, if a person has to have Shreddies before Shachris, Kum Tois, he's in a matzah where you can have this Suda, therefore that's Mechayev Kiddush, you would have to make Kiddush according to the Bi'alocha. Okay, all these Alochas are for hopefully people which is not Negev Fas, either it's a proper Bori or a proper Choyla. The big Shaila starts when you're talking about the middle Gedeh. The middle Gedeh is someone who's a Chalosh. A Chalosh, a person who's a bit weak. A person who's a bit weak, what do we see? The Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam, took the Yod side today, it was the Rambam's Yod side. Zot the Shulchan Aruch, Hatzomei Vaharoif. A person who is a bit weak, he's got a din of a choyla, and therefore he's allowed to have what he needs in order to make him strong. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet. Yet again, you'd have to make sure to have it. Say Krishma before. Okay. However, and also, if Yitaka eats before Shacharis, and let's say he needs to have Roglach, then you would have to make Kiddush according to Bi'alocha. Or let's say he has Shreddies or Rutabix, he would have to make Kiddush. But if let's say he has Rice Krispies or he has cornflakes, that would be okay. You wouldn't have to make Kiddush on that. That wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to make Kiddush. You wouldn't have to make Kiddush on a bowl of Ricicles or Rice Krispies before Shacharis. Okay. But there's one problem with that. The problem with that is, it's all very nice if you tell me, let's say you wake up at 8 o'clock, and you tell me, I am a cholosh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is. Hatzomei v'haro'iv, Mishnah Berurah says, harba, a person is very, very hungry. Okay, listen, harba past 8, you're very hungry. Okay, go ahead and make yourself a bowl of cornflakes. Wait, Takia, he can't daven like this. You're a ro'iv, you are a ro'iv, so go and eat. What happens if a person is okay in the morning, but he can't see himself through 3 hours of davening? At that stage at 8:30, is he a chalosh? No. But he can't see himself through to through davening. That has a different halacha. That's the bi'alacha already. Chosva achrim, I'm going to read out the lashon. Ish chalosh she'ein yochel lahamid al nafshoi ad eis shegoimrim hatzibur tzufilosam. He can't see himself through the davening, Bebeis HaKnesses. Toiv yoisa lahateloi, she spalle la atzme bebeise baboika, veyoichal ma'at. I'll just say in English. It's better that he davens bechidus at home rather than having to have his bowl of cornflakes before Shacharis. Again, when did you tell me you're allowed to have a bowl of cornflakes before Shacharis? A person who wakes up and he's weak, he's ganished. I've been like that sometimes. You wake up, I'm weak. Maybe perhaps from what you ate last night, whatever it was. He's weak. Go ahead and have something to eat. But if a person is okay at 8:30, it's just that he cannot see himself the next 3 hours like that, then zot the bi'alocha, rather he should daven b'yichidus rather than eating before shachar. The problem with this psak is that people will take the yichidus part of it out of it, and not the eating part of it out of it. Lemaisa and Achanam, you do see that a person should daven b'yichidus and taka. I don't know personally. Someone told me that he knows a person who's davened Ol Torah. I won't say his name. He's not with us. And he asked the Mechas Yitzchak, and the Mechas Yitzchak told him this is what he should do. Daven Beichidus. He knew he couldn't see himself through the whole davening. And it was Yadua that every week he used to come in by Kriyas HaTorah. This is a Kachaya Maisa. This is an interesting Zach. So this is the problem that you find that the Bi'alach is telling us, that if a person wants to consider himself a Chalosh, he has to be a Chalosh then. But if it's just he can't see himself through through the whole tefillah, then he would have to daven b'yechidus. Now, obviously the geshmaka way out of this, all this would be pashut to arrange that in shul, you'll be able to make kiddush straight after davening.
Or you just have biscuit after
Shacharis. Straight after Shacharis. Now, the problem with that, as we mentioned before, straight after you finish Oysa Shalom and Shacharis, now, me'ikadin, you're allowed to have a suda. Me'ikadin, you're allowed to have a suda. Maybe not a big suda, you're allowed to have a normal suda. Kumtais, now there's a chiv kiddush. If there's a chiv kiddush, you can't eat or drink anything, even water, without kiddush. Therefore, if better, you can arrange mamash lechatchila to take, basically lechatchila, you can take, arrange to shul, you take a wine, a grape juice, and you take whatever you need to keep yourself going. That mamash be lechatchila in this case. That would be one eitzah. The other eitzah would be davening b'yechidus, which is not geshmak. When you tell people this nekuda of davening b'yechidus, it's interesting. So, when it comes to yog and these sorts of things, the problem is that we only find the heta of mayim. That's what we find in the mutter, and extends to coffee and tea with or without sugar was the whole deal. And even some poskim are not so happy when it comes to when it. No, Rashi, crispy stack are no good. We're saying that no. If a person there and then is a cholosh, if a person wakes up and he's a cholosh, then he can have Rice Krispies, he can have yogurts, all that's mutter. He can have. If a person there and then at half past eight is a cholosh, that's mutter. But if a person wakes up at half past eight and he's okay, he just can't see himself 3 hours into davening like that, that is more complicated. Then nothing's okay. Well, the zot bi'alocha, rather you daven bi'chidus, rather than eating, having this team before thing. And the yogurt is also the same thing as a te'ima. Although it's a bit liquidy of lamaisa, we don't find that heta. So if you're using that heta, you'd have to be a cholosh there and then. If you're not a cholosh, in which case? Before davening, if a person's using the heta of a cholosh, no, that wouldn't be, that doesn't require a kiddush. Only mazonis. If let's say a person's a cholosh and he needs to have mazonis, then he would have to make kiddush according to the bi'alocha.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a person, the Rishon Zaman points out, if a person needs to have half a biscuit, at there and then he needs to have a half a biscuit, he can have that half a biscuit without kiddush, because that half a biscuit is not machayev kiddush. Okay. Now, there's an interesting thing that people can assume, is there's rumors going around that in minig, the minig bells is that they can eat before Shacharis or maybe after Shacharis without kiddush. This is a shemur that went round. Okay, so like anything that you hear. And then you mavari yourself. That's what you have to do. So we did a bit of birurim, went round to Dan Greenfeld, if you are Heiser Belzers. And the Maisa is Lahadam. There doesn't seem to be any such psak from any Belzer to eat the minig, to eat before Shacharis or after Shacharis without Kiddush. What you do find in Belz the Noik, and this comes from the Esh the Belzer Ruv, and he said that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, after Shacharis, before the tekiyas, you can eat without kiddush. And yeah, the ganze cheshbon, because the tekiyas is better than part of Shacharis. The tekiyas is part of Shacharis. And kum tois, you're not really allowed to have your whole suddah, because you haven't yet finished Shacharis. But you finish Shacharis, clap at the fact that you're allowed to eat now because you've davened. That was his chiddush, and that's like how the Anoigan bells, I think Ruben Kukuna, the Anoigan bells, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they eat after Shacharis without kiddush. We talk, we all make kiddush, but they're Anoigan not to make kiddush. That's where it comes from. So, where else do. Oh, so some people are Anoigan not to make kiddush and not to eat bechlal. Some people make kiddush and they eat, and some people, the bells, they eat without making kiddush. That's what you find. Where else do you look for a heta to eat before Shacharis? You would find. By the Chabad, the minig Chabad, is that taka they would eat before Shacharis. Now the problem with it is that I haven't seen, in the tens of Svarim which I've seen, no one's actually quoted the Chabad Rebbe saying it. So I have to double check on it. Okay, could well be. Oh, so could well, I have to check it out. So it's hard to find a mekoy for it. I've seen online they're quoting that the Baruch Rebbe said that a very clever nusach. He said, "It is better to essen kedei to davenen than to daven kedei to essen." That's the line he used to say. Tzemach Tzedek. That's the zog he used to say. There's against a story about it that they all bring down online against the nusach. All the comments after that the article you'll find. So the ma'aser there is azar. Sorry? That's another cheshbon. But the ma'aser there is, In Chabad, there is a Zaya Minik that they follow the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, who says he actually encouraged people to actually eat and drink before Shacharis. If I'm, it didn't have to, but he actually said if a person feels a shtickle.
Because it's the Chalishas.
Oh, so.
My son's wants to eat Ben Eitzchayim, but they eat Shabbos morning before that. You can't also late, absolutely.
Right.
And their friends went to Landudno for a Shabbat. And they came back, they told me, they said, all my friends were starving, and they were looking forward to when the dancing and the finish were going to eat the chomp.
Yes, so you see,
better.
That was his point. It's better to eat kedei to davenin than to daven kedei to dingin. The trouble is, so if you're a Chabad, so obviously you go boss of the minik, but if in the other circles you don't find a zah minik, so it would be a bit schwer to take on azach, which we don't find in unzura. It's very hard to take on azach from another azach if we don't find, oh, you take it after. So therefore, kumto is interesting azach. The point out which I wanted to say is that it's the Bialocha says that if a person wants to eat before Shacharis, to be mechazik himself, he has to be there and then in the matzav where he's actually a chodosh. But if it's just better, not a chodosh, it's just he can't see himself through, that's more problematic. Again, it's hard to say over Varavim again that Shadam be chidus. But lemaisa, you see from there, that's very chomer. I want to end off with the zach, which I edus nemono, that Reb Chuna Halpern from Golders Green. The minion there starts, what time does it start there in Reb Chuna? It starts 9 o'clock, I believe. 9 o'clock. Quite a few years ago, there's an Eidus Nemona that started an Ashkoma minion. What time did they start? 7:30. And I believe it's still running out again. When, at what point did that minion start 7:30? When did it start? If you know the bit of the history about it, I've got Eidus Nemona over here. That it started when Dr. Adler Sr., Zechoyne Levracha, told Reb Chunas, he told him, Reb Chuna, that he's not allowed to fast, so to speak, till 10 o'clock. He has to be eating by 10 o'clock. That's when he made his cheshbon. He's a chassid as well. That's when he made his cheshbon. That he is going to initiate, he's going to bring about a new minion. All his covered is going to be put on the side. He's going to make his new minion at 7:30 upstairs, and that will allow him to eat before 10 o'clock. So Santa Zachi, you take from his, it's not so partial, it's kedai to read the ois with the rabbi before deciding what to have, what yes and what not to have. We saw the bi'alocha, maybe it's kedai to dan bi'echidus. Again, everyone has to be yon b'chochma, it has to be done b'das. Shkoyach.